Good afternoon, everyone. I'm not a street, I'm not a public speaker. I'm not even a street speaker. You know, in Harlem, back in the 60s, all we had was the street speakers. That was on 125th Street and 7th Avenue. That's where all the nationalist speakers gathered and gave a report on what was going on in the world. What was going on in Africa? If you want to know what was going on in Africa, just go to 125th Street and 7th Avenue. And that's where Mr. Meshaw had his bookstore. The International Bookstore was on 125th Street. Everything going on in Africa, magazines, activities, was right there. And that's where everybody learned about Africa. Those are the people who were called the crazy nationalists. They looked different, they were different, but they were African all the way. They were the old Gabi people. They were all those who were involved with Africa. When Patrice Lumumba came to America during the crisis in Congo, out of protocol, this is not history, it's not in the history books. It was on 125th Street where he directed the driver to take his car. He wanted to meet the people who were concerned about Africa, right? These are the people we don't hear about, don't know about, but these are the people we don't have to pay respect to. Everything came out of that movement, all right? I remember when I was in college, by that time I became aware of what was going on, but I missed a lot of stuff too. This is 1968, 67, 66, and I remember seeing this magazine where, when Patrice Lumumba was assassinated, how the blacks around area gathered and stormed the United Nations. These were serious people who understood what was at stake back then. These were the nationalist elements that somehow had been forgotten. In 1966, I was in community college, and I was in political science class. The now president of Namibia, Ali Genga, was in my class. He was a representative from Swapo. We became friends. And we introduced him to Harlem. That's where he met all the old nationalist elements. President of Namibia. There's a lot of stuff here. I didn't come here to talk about that, right? There's very little to talk about. We are the organization that initiated in terms of South Carolina, we initiated the project, the library project. Fred Lincoln, myself, a few others, we got together and said, look, we got to do this. So we started this program. I started collecting books since last year. Now we have a whole storage capacity of books that's ready to go to Liberia. All kinds of books. Thousands of books. And we will collect thousands more books before by next year. And people all over from Savannah, Georgia, all over South Carolina giving us books. We got people in Maryland, Seattle, California. We got folks in New York that got books ready for us to pick up. This is the way we got people involved. To become a part of Africa. They did it enthusiastically. So one of the things that we will do and see by tomorrow, you see where all these books are stored up. And you see that we've been working day and night to make this a reality. That no more talk to us. It's about working. Initially, these books were supposed to go to Ghana. And because of all the bureaucracy in Ghana, we shifted gears. Wait a minute. We know what we can take these books and we'll have all these problems. So with Ms. Louise Seale said, we can do this. You do what you gotta do, and we do what we have to do. And that's what we do. Alright? So that's the report basically. We're on the ground, we've got tremendous support from people to make this a reality. And because of this, trust me, this is going to be known everywhere for what we do for Africa. This is just the beginning. So it's not about a lot of people, because a lot of people don't run China. Only a few people run China. Committed people who understand. And that's who we are. We're committed. As David said yesterday, it's what's inside that motivates us to move forward. If it's not inside, not in you, then you won't see no results. But it's in a few of us to make this happen. And it's happening already. So with that, it's a short report.